quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with representative for a short 3-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Hello, good morning. Hello, it's Rebecca with XPO.
Client care. My name is Eva. How can I help?
I have an FMS number here. I'm
Sure. I'm
sorry.
sorry. Where did you say you were calling from?
I'm calling from XPO. My name is
Okay.
Rebecca. And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name.
Sorry. My name is Eva.
Eva, got it. Okay, so the
Was right
FMS
on.
number,
Yeah.
it's 7563-6483.
Thank you. And the client's information?
It's Adam Sinoff at 11408 Camden Loop Way in Windermere, Florida, and I did speak to him at 321-258-1441.
Give me
So,
a moment so I'll get everything pulled up here.
no problem.
All right, and what's going on with the order?
Okay, so they called the client to give them a call ahead to let them know that they were on their way to install, and the client advised that he does not have the refrigerator on site, but it's actually scheduled to be delivered, as far as he knows, this morning.
Yeah.
But typically, if the install is scheduled separately from the delivery, we need that delivery to take place at least the day before the
Course.
install is scheduled.
Yeah.
So he will need to reschedule his install, assuming the delivery makes it okay, because I don't know who it's coming through or deal
Yeah,
with
of
home
course. I
delivery.
see that there's a home delivery coming for. Well, that's just.
I think what's been happening is newer agents, because I know you guys recently had like 200 new agents come on, are not rescheduling the orders properly, and they're getting split off into home delivery.
Yeah. So we're gonna have to wait for this order to update, get
Right.
it all rescheduled properly.
But the customer is asking to be reached out to about it.
Sure.
And I was just letting him know that I don't think I even need a breeze code because nobody went out anywhere. There's no fees to approve.
Yeah.
They just called ahead.
Sure. What I'll do is I'll keep this order open here. If you can go ahead and put in to reschedule on your end.
Yeah. I don't know if you can combine them, but I'm sure that that would. No, he'll have
I
it
might be
today.
able to.
If
Yeah.
he doesn't get it today, please
Probably
combine it.
it's not gonna happen today.
So.
I'm looking at this order right now. It's not gonna end up happening today.
Okay.
But yeah, we need this to get merged together and then opened up.
I'm sure he
Because the
would.
thing is, like, yeah, I know. The thing is, a lot of times the services will show okay to reschedule,
Right.
or like the product will show okay to reschedule, but the services won't, like one or the other. And then if you reschedule that, then it splits the order completely, and you have to wait for
Right.
everything to be updated before you do it. Okay, yeah, I'll definitely work on this.
Okay, and I put those install lines and pending client reschedule for product not available.
All right, cool. Thank you so much. I'll keep this open. I'll keep looking at it, and then maybe in like an hour or so, I'll be able to get it all set up and taken care of, merge it
Yeah,
all together.
especially if you guys still have the product, then.
Yeah, no, we definitely should. I just.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, and I'm sure the customer will appreciate somebody who knows what they're doing reaching out to them.
Oh. Well, thank you.
You have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Bye.